This morning, as we prepared to come around the table, I'll be reading from Matthew chapter 26, starting in verse 20. Jesus, knowing that his time was about over and that what was coming soon ahead, he instituted the Lord's Supper. Knowing that he was about to be betrayed, he used the Passover meal as an example. So starting in verse 20, "Now when evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12 disciples. As they were eating, he said, 'Truly I say to you that one of you will betray me.' Being deeply grieved, they each one began to say to him, 'Surely not I, Lord.' And he answered, 'He who dipped his hand with me in the bowl is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man is to go just as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born.' And Judas, who was betraying him, 'Surely it is not I, Rabbi,' Jesus said to him. 'You have said it yourself.' While they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And when you have taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them and saying, 'Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for the many for forgiveness of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.'" So each Lord's Day, we come around his table in remembrance of the death he died, that our sins would be forgiven. So this morning, as we partake of the juice and the cup, let's remember the blessings that we have, the forgiveness of sin through that death, that he was a willing sacrifice, that our sins would be forgiven. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you.